This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Top stories. A lot of people were taken aback by the stock market drop yesterday. It continued to tumble, nearly lost. Let's see. Stock sank, extending the losses of the S&P 500, posted three consecutive negative weeks, and it's the worst day since September 2022.
Mm-hmm. The NASDAQ was down 4%, and that's a big drop. You know, typically if there's a sell-off, you're usually looking around 1%, 2%, right?
Right.
And so for that NASDAQ to be down 4%, the S&P was down almost 3%. The Dow dropped almost 900 points. And so there's a lot of fear. You know, this is what happens with the markets, Larry.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of fear and, you know, people pick that this is the time to bail and make some money on this thing. So
exactly. And that's what's hard to understand. They have all these PhDs, MBAs that work on this stuff every day.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of it's just conversation, speculation.
It's so just greed and fear, right?
Yeah. Hint of a recession in that talk and the fact that the president said maybe.
Yeah.
That right there, boom.
Here's what Jill Schlesinger, the business analyst at CBS, had to say. I think she kind of tied this all up in a nice package.
There's a cloud of uncertainty hanging over investors. It starts in the biggest sense with the overall economy. With on-again, off-again tariffs, a slowdown in consumer, business, and government spending, and the idea that the president did not rule out a recession when asked point blank, there are fears that the U.S. economy could be facing its first recession since 2020.
There you go.
And that now the futures right now are trending up.
And don't be surprised, as I've watched over the years, for there to be a big uptick in the market today. There'll be people who want to jump in and buy.
So it's 900-point sell-off,
though. Or perhaps they'll go down more. Who knows?
Staggering number for a day.
But it is interesting how one comment from a top person in the government, whether it's the president or the Fed chair,
right,
can set off this kind of thing with the markets.
All right, so we'll keep you posted on that. In fact, we're going to talk in the next hour to some experts. So what does that really mean? One of the big concerns for a lot of people is your retirement monies are affected if they're tied to the stock market. Obviously, it goes up, it goes down, you know that. But when it takes a big dip, creates a lot of high anxiety. And speaking of which, high anxiety, University of Pittsburgh announced a hiring freeze for this fiscal year and maybe into the next. And that's because they're not exactly sure what funding that they will have from the federal government.
Right. The orders from headquarters on spending at NIH and the grants that go out from the National Institutes of Health to schools all over the country, research schools, was to reduce administrative costs to, I think, what was it, 15%. Like most of the private donors will limit that as well. They'll say you can have this much money, but only 15% can be spent on administrative costs. So what they're trying to do is reduce the spending on things that are not research directly related, but it's still a lot of money. What did we hear from one of our guests? It's like over $600 million annually.
Correct.
Is coming to the University of Pittsburgh for research. And a reduction in the administrative expenses is going to have a pinch. And now they're saying that the uncertainty on all of this, they don't know what they're going to be dealing with in terms of income, revenue coming in from the federal government. So they've got a hiring freeze in place. And they're also asking for, here? They're asking university responsibility centers. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe that's a fancy word for different departments. They want to reduce non-compensation expenses. They want to limit non-essential travel. And they also want to limit purchasing of discretionary supplies.
And we'll see what that means for University of Pittsburgh. Hiring freeze. And the Steelers have made some major news in the NFL. But first, late in the show yesterday, we found out that former player and color analyst, beloved Craig Wolfley, passed overnight, Sunday into Monday, at the age of 66. He was well-loved by everyone who knew him. A man of faith who walked that faith along with his late friend Tun Chilkin. Together they were really glued at the hip. And I saw a lot of reaction on social media suggesting that Tunch and Wolf were together again.
Yeah, yeah.
And
heartbreaking stories in both cases. They were taken from us too soon.
It's been a tough few weeks.
It sure has.
For us here, Mike Lang and John Burnett.
These are people are like family to us, right? You've invited them into your homes for a long time, and they become part of the fabric of our lives. Us people in Pittsburgh, by and large, follow sports. And so, you know, Craig and Mike were familiar voices and really good at what they did. But even more so, I think what you're saying about Craig is that the outpouring of the sentiment of just how much he was loved and that he walked the walk. He said he was a Christian, a follower of Christ, and he did it.
Yeah, he will be missed, and man, is that a shocker.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that.
It was a tough day. I know about you, but I was, there were a couple of moments where I was going to crack up.
It was tough.
Yep.
And that said, around all of this, you know, the Steelers had made some moves that have a lot of people excited. DK Metcalf, that announcement, big-time wide receiver coming from Seattle.
Yeah.
And then finding out Justin Fields, the quarterback who might have been a quarterback for the Steelers this year, is going apparently to the Jets for $40 million for 2 years.
You know, he was the fan favorite from what I can gauge based on social media and some of the polls I've seen, the informal polling on, say, X and so forth, is that the vast majority of the fans wanted Justin Fields to be the starter next year. So now we're back to square one. Are we going to keep Russell Wilson? Are the Steelers going to conclude their talks with Aaron Rodgers and sign him? Or is there some other plan that we don't even know about yet? We know one of the people that they were interested in, Sam Darnold, has signed a big contract with the Seahawks.
Well, that's a good point.
And both of the contracts in Seattle for Darnold and for Fields in New York have been described as they're overspending for both.
And Najee Harris goes to the Rams, so he's no longer a Steeler.
1 year deal, $9 million or thereabouts.
And Kenny Pickett goes to the Cleveland Browns. That was the big shocker of the
day for me.
And Larry,
that sets up quite a scenario, doesn't it?
It does. Because you know what's going to happen. He's going to have to play against Pittsburgh, and it'll be a day. Let's just say that.
Man.
And the Steelers better win that game if that's the case. Because he who laughs last, right?
Right.
While he's showing off his Super Bowl ring.
Oh, boy.
So that's what people are talking about, along with this gorgeous weather, which is going to be near 70 today and sunny little warm breeze. Bike lane thing in Pittsburgh was Mayor Bill Peduto, right?
He hits the where. Yep.
And it rearranged. If you drive all over the city, they literally, in some cases, created one-ways where there were not and added all these bike lanes. And what I don't see are bikes.
That's what I was about to say. In the times that I've been downtown where you would expect to see in a densely populated area that's busy, you would expect to see lots of bikes.
And I think a lot of it is just due to the weather. You know,
well, sure, yeah.
Most of the time, biking, if you were biking downtown, you know, to go to work or I don't know how many people do it, but it's causing this consternation in the Strip District. And I know you'll have more on it. The Strip is one of the hottest places in Pittsburgh. It's got
certainly
that brand new, the terminal building they redid, all new businesses. And then a block over, Penn Avenue is, you know, the old eclectic stuff that people love to go down to the Strip District for. Then you've got 1,000 apartments and condos behind that terminal building from there to the river and all kinds of new infrastructure along Smallman Street and Penn. The Strip District is booming. And so what do they want to do now? Put bike lanes in.
Yeah, and it's a fairly long stretch of Penn Avenue where they want to pull it down to one lane of traffic and then add a bike lane. I would also say, Larry, riding a bike in Pittsburgh to commute on a bike has got to be a challenging thing to do because of the weather. Even when the weather is nice in the spring and summer, you still have rain to deal with. We've got a lot of rain here. Makes getting around on a bike kind of not so fun.
In the Strip District, there is one oddity when it comes to parking. You know, there's challenges for parking in a lot of places in town. Oakland, for one, has always been a challenge. But it's the diagonal parking. Have you seen it? But you have to back in right there on Stanwyck Street.
Right.
Or Smallman Street, rather, in front of the new terminal. On both sides, they have diagonal parking. But in some of the old little towns, you would park diagonally by turning in, and so it would be easier to back out to see, presumably, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, they ask you to back in the opposite direction. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
and
awkward, right?
Oh, it's so awkward because, especially when parking there is at a premium, people get really impatient and somebody's trying to block the spot that's becoming available, but they have to pull out into the road to back in diagonally.
So everything comes to a stop.
Have you seen this, Aaron? Have you been to the Strip District?
Yes, indeed.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean. It truly is a very narrow, it seems, maze. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is parking behind the terminal, but
right,
it costs more, I guess. So we'll see. Get details. And by the way, we've got Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey coming in studio at 8 o'clock. And I know a lot of ears will be on what he has to say, how he's reacting to the criticism he's getting, and what his plan is as he battles Corey O'Connor now in this primary that's 2 months away. I mean, it's here. It's amazing sometimes how fast this stuff goes. So we have a lot of questions for the mayor, and I know there'll be a lot of ears on what he has to say, and he will be, I'm sure, aware of that, and he will be criticized no matter what he says. If he says it's going to be sunny, he'll be roundly criticized. That said, 5 years ago today, then President Donald Trump announced the pandemic was global. And think about 5 years. What we've gone through.
What a strange journey this has been, huh?
A long, strange trip.
Wow.
But not to forget the fact, regardless of politics, regardless of people who are anti-vaxxers and vaccine and all the consternation that goes with that, one...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
1.2 million people died in the United States due to COVID. If I would have told you that prior, and then it's easy looking back because some mistakes were made, but some were made out of just the fact that people didn't know where we were going with this. And I want people to know right here, right now, the only human beings that occupied 5 radio stations in person manning it was this one, KDKA, because we're the officially designated emergency broadcast systems, and we came in and worked every day, not knowing for our own safety where we were going.
No, we had no idea. Although I am glad that I got to come to work. I'm glad I didn't have to stay cooped up at home.
And you know what I really wanted? I got one of those. They made up IDs for us, right? With a lanyard that said we were essential employees when they had the lockdown, and you weren't allowed to be out after certain hours. Remember that?
I never needed it, though.
I know. Yeah. I kept wanting someone to ask me, show me your ID.
Prove to me that you're on the loose and it's okay.
Show me that you're an essential person. I got a sticker that says I am, sir. Nobody asked. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. In the news of the stocks tumbling, probably overlooked, a story that I think is really important for people's future, too, especially when it comes to pension and benefits. And joining us, a familiar voice, Mike Larson, managing editor of the Pittsburgh Business Times. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks so much for having me.
What'd you do to the stock market?
I cannot be held responsible for any of that, but I've really, really been happy that I'm not looking to retire in the near future.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty. Obviously, the uncertainty is a big trigger when it comes to that 900-point drop. We'll see what happens from there. But Acrisure made an announcement, and I'm not talking about the stadium, right?
Absolutely. Acrisure announced yesterday, and actually this is they made the announcement yesterday, but this acquisition has been in the works for a while. They acquired Mock and Hop Employee Benefits, which is a small group, but based here in downtown Pittsburgh. They've been here for a really long time. They were founded in 1940, really got into consulting for government pensions around 1955. So this is a group that local company right out of Pittsburgh that really has its hands on a lot of things. Now they're working with Acrisure.
I'm curious to know how Acrisure fits into the big picture in the United States. We haven't heard much about Acrisure until the stadium naming rights deal. Mike, I'm curious to know just how big a company they are and how they fit in the big picture.
That's the thing that's really interesting, Larry, is that when Acrisure came in, they kind of entered. I don't want to say that they entered the region coming in to name the stadium, previously Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium. But that's when they kind of became, for lack of a better word, a household name in the Pittsburgh area. And I think there were a lot of people that when that naming rights deal happened, were kind of being like, what is Acrisure? Who are Acrisure? Who are they? Surprisingly to a lot of people, this is a really, really, really big company. They have about 17,000 team members in 21 countries. Now, when I say team members instead of employees, what I mean is the way AcroSure tends to operate is they will look for, similar to what they've done with Mock and Hop, is identify successful smaller firms and then acquire them to work under AcroSure's umbrella. But they tend to maintain their own autonomy. Like they didn't announce with Mock and Hop, but if history prevails, Mock and Hop will likely remain Mock and Hop Employee Benefits Group, and they'll just be working with AcroSure. But AcroSure has its hand in a lot of stuff. Like if you look them up, it says they're an insurance company, which is true, but the amount of things that they're involved in is pretty significant. We're talking business insurance, employee benefits, payroll services, managed IT, real estate services, cybersecurity. They do a lot. In fact, one of the really interesting stats that they tout is that they basically work with one in every 20 companies in the U.S. That's crazy. I mean, because you don't really hear them all that often. But they are a really big force in financial services and employee benefits. And now they just got a little bit bigger with their acquisition of Mock and Hop.
And as I understand it, the president and CEO, a big Steelers fan, and also has a relationship with minority owner Thomas Tall, which is how this whole thing got introduced to the naming rights of the stadium, correct?
Yeah, Thomas Tall is an investor in AcroSure, and he's a minority owner in the Steelers. Greg Williams, who is the CEO of AcroSure, he's based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When AcroSure announced the stadium deal, I had the opportunity to sit down with him and talk, and he is a very genuine guy. He seems like he really knows what he's doing. And this is what they said they were going to do right from day one. They said they were going to be looking to expand within Pittsburgh. And now they're doing it. And one of the interesting things that I noticed, just looking through the Business Times book of lists that we put out for employee benefit services firms, in 2024, AcroSure was number 17 on the list. This year, our new list that we put out in February, they're number 5.
Wow.
They went from 245 employees here to 380.
What a jump.
Which is, yeah, and it's interesting. And like I said, it's what they said they were going to do, which I find, you know, kind of refreshing. You, whether you're dealing with real estate developers or large businesses, a lot of times when they start out, they'll say they're going to do all these things. And then, you know, a couple years later, maybe you don't see those results. AcroSure is doing exactly what it said it would do.
And as I understand it, Greg Williams is a self-made man. He's not some, you know, trust fund kid that got a lot of money to do this. He worked his way up from the ground up. And one of the things he said was he and his wife, when they first got married, one of the enjoyments they had was following the Steelers.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's so cool. It was interesting talking with him, how excited he was to be aligned with the Steelers and to be aligned with Pittsburgh. He's been the CEO there since 2005. He's been a very steady hand for AcroSure, and it's interesting to kind of look and watch as the company continues to grow and bring Pittsburgh into part of the fold there.
Mike, I was thinking about putting you on the spot, and I will do that now. about the stock market sell-off yesterday on Monday, investors were, a number of them, taking advantage of the opportunity to get out when they had good prices. What do you think the chances are of a bounce back today? Like we've seen so many times in the past, the people sitting on the sidelines will come in and look for value. Do you think there'll be a bounce back today or a continued downtrend?
I think the only thing that we can be sure about right now is nobody knows what's going to happen. From the president down, there is so much uncertainty. Now, I don't think, personally, I think we're probably going to see a small bounce back only because that's tended to be what has happened in the short term. But we really don't know. I think when the president came out yesterday and said that, you know, he wasn't ruling out that there was going to be a recession. Recession is one of those buzzwords that just really, really scares investors. I'm not sure yet if it's going to be something that we're going to see long term, or if what I imagine is going to happen, you're going to see more people step up, get into the market, try and buy in low and see what happens. Historically, the stock market has been a great investment in the United States. Has there been a lot of doom and gloom lately? Yes, there has been. But still, we have a very solid track record in the United States of the stock market being a prime investment tool. Like I said, when I got on, though, if I was looking at retirement sometime in the next, you know, 6 months to a year, I'd be getting a little bit nervous. But overall, I think if history wins out, we're going to be just fine. But we still never know. That's, I think, drives some of this uncertainty.
Mike, always appreciate your input. In fact, we'll hear from you later this morning in our 9 o'clock hour. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Larry. I appreciate it.
Read all about it. Managing editor of the Pittsburgh Business Times, Mike Larson, on the Big K Morning Show. In every year, and that is our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Tuesday, March 25th, we'll be raising money to provide meals for our neighbors in need. But you can start now if you want. Text NEED to 50155 on our Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line, and your donation will provide meals locally. Also brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Memorial Highway. Details at kdkradio.com. And the people at the Community Food Bank, thinking back, Paul, 5 years ago today, it's when they announced that this was a world pandemic. Then President Trump made that announcement from the Oval Office. Do you remember, though, the video of the lines of people trying to get food in that year? I mean, you never thought you would see that kind of demand here. But after people were unable to work for so long, and the challenges, many families working on a razor-thin home budget found themselves stressed beyond where they had ever been before.
Sure, absolutely. And in the intervening years, Larry, the even more surprising part of it is what we're hearing from food banks, including the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank, is that the demand has not decreased as the years have passed. It's only increased.
And so your efforts over the years have been extraordinary. We started this because of the pandemic and have kept it going every year, where all five of our Odyssey Pittsburgh radio stations work together to help. So we appreciate your generosity. That's 2 weeks from today. And coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk to an economist who has a vision of what's going on in the world. This is from Applecast Inc., about where we are today. And in our 8 o'clock hour in studio, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Lots to talk about today.